Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. Certainly hope you're having a great week. This past weekend, we continued our series studying Ephesians. And for us in Mount Vernon, because it was an all-in Sunday for all of us, one of our application points was directed to parents. Now, certainly for those of you listening who you're not a parent, or maybe your kids are, you know, they're adults and they've moved away from the home, I think either way, these principles apply to us. And so the observation that we made was that as parents, we have a responsibility to train our kids to love God. So parents, if I can say it to you again, train your kids to love God. And obviously there are a million books and articles that have been written, and we're not going to cover those today in the Drivecast. So I just want to give you three simple sentences, and then I'm going to talk about two of them. And so the first thing I'll say is show them your heart. And what I mean by that is if you love Jesus, then let them see that. Let them hear you talk about the Lord with friends or with your spouse or certainly with them. Pray with them. Let them see you doing your Bible time. I know a shift that has helped in our family is, you know, it's not wrong to do your Bible time on your phone, but the truth is your kids don't know what you're doing if you're on your phone. And so at least some of the time, and pull out one of those book Bibles. You probably have one of those with some dust on it somewhere, right? You know, go ahead and pull one of those out and let your kids see you engaging with God's word on a regular basis. So show them your heart. The second is habits. Help them grow habits. So things like time in the word, time in prayer, church attendance, life group, like help them to develop habits. And so show them your heart, help them to grow, to develop, and then to grow habits. Because at the end of the day, humans are not brains on a stick, right? We can't just fill our kids' heads full of information and expect that they're just gonna figure it out. That is important, but we need to help them to develop and to grow habits that will form them over the long haul into Christ likeness. And the third thing is connect them to helpers. So we've got heart, we've got habits, and we've got helpers. And the truth is, you know, I get to work in ministry, and so that involves reading books about, hey, how can we help young people who grow up in the church? How can we help them to have a vibrant faith as young adults and then carrying that into adulthood? And one of the answers that you see in all the books is, as a parent, my kids need more than me. And I need you to hear, for you as a parent, your kids need more than you. And unless you're crazy, you know that. Parenting is really, really hard, and you know that you need help, and you know that your kids need help. Parenting is really, really tough. And so part of what we need to do, if our goal is to train our kids to love God, yes, show them your heart. Let them see your love for Christ. One of my kids recently, during a challenging conversation, accused me of talking about Jesus too much. And I thought to myself, okay, sounds like maybe we're doing something right. If my kids, when they're angry, they accuse us of talking about Jesus too much, we're doing okay. So yes, show them your heart, help them to grow, develop habits, but you need to connect them to helpers. And specifically, that's going to happen. Certainly, you know, LifePoint Kids exists to help kids learn to love God, right? Like that's why we do what we do on Sunday mornings. So certainly, as long as you're able to come because of coronavirus stuff, be at church on Sunday, have your kids back in LifePoint Kids if they're that age. Let us come alongside of you to help your kids learn to love God, but also be committed to a life group. And I know things are weird right now with the pandemic, but your kids need to know other adults and other peers their age who are also seeking to pursue Christ. And so be intentional about connecting your kids to helpers, because at the end of the day, we have a responsibility as parents to train our kids to love God. And the last thought that I'll leave you with this morning is just remember that you can rest in God's goodness. Our Heavenly Father loves our kids more than we do, right? I love my kids a lot. And you know who loves them more? God. And He demonstrated His love for my kids and for your kids and for me and for you by sending His Son Jesus. Jesus suffered on the cross so that we might be redeemed. And so never forget that we don't save our kids, and God loves them a whole lot more than we do. Let's take a minute and pray and praise Him for His mercy and grace and for help in the work. Father, we love You. We praise You for the gift of children. And we ask that You would help all of us who are parents to train our kids to love You. God, please give us the grace and the wisdom to show them our hearts towards you, to help them to grow habits. And God, give us helpers, people who love you and are willing to invest time in our children. And God, please remind us now and through the rest of this day of your incredible love for us and specifically for our kids. God, we love you. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. God bless.